Now, Babaji, what we want to ask you, for the sake of the people in England who haven't the opportunity to come, if you will tell us, really, what is the fundamental principle of life which man should follow? How is the true life for man on this earth?
There is this body. To maintain the body, one should know the right activities. These right activities should be selected and performed without any commission and omission. Another thing is, there is mind. Mind is ruled by emotions. Mind should be ruled by reason. Calmness must prevail in the mind. A third thing is, the rest of the time should be utilized for meditating on God, to know the meaning of God or to see God personally. This is the method of life.
And then could I ask first about this duty? Does this itself have different forms, or is it just connected only with the body?
It is connected with the body only.
And does that duty then only concern looking after one's own body, or is there responsibility also in one's duty towards other people as well?
Yes, towards our own home, towards our society, and towards the nation also.
This is the second duty, is it?
Duty, whole duty.
Yes.
One duty concerning body.
Yes.
Another duty obligatory towards the home, society, etc.
Yes.
A third duty professional.
Does that third duty, the professional duty, depend for each man upon what capacities and powers he has?
Yes.
And he must study those.
Yes.
Is it through his parents and teachers that a boy learns this, or does he have to learn it by his own intelligence?
By the combination of both. Parents and teachers should be the guide. He should be the agent.
Because is it then this professional duty, I suppose, begins when he reaches the age, what, of 18 or 20 or something
when,
like that?
When he reaches the age of 5.
Of 5?
Yes. Yes.
Does reason exist already at 5 years old?
But before reason comes, this is good to be established. Yes.
But how can one possibly tell with a young child what capacities he has?
The teacher should live the life of a young boy. The young boy will imitate him, and he will know it.
And then as regards this first kind of duty, the bodily, this purely physical duty towards one's own body, you mean things like eating and sleeping
and
so on?
Yes, all this eating should be just for the maintenance of the body. Sleeping should be just for the maintenance of the body. Mm-hmm. In the same way, this cleanliness, and seeing, hearing, touching, feeling, spitting, passing urine, various duties there.
Yes.
Taking bath, everything.
Yes.
All these duties should be fixed in time and done without any mistake.
And should this be taught to children?
Yes.
You mean, for example, with my own children, should I tell them you have to observe to eat correctly and not to eat too much and so on, or should I tell them how much they should
eat? You should tell them.
Yes.
You should explain them clearly these things.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
and at the same time, when they eat, when they do these duties, where they go wrong, you will have to find out those things to them. Yes.
So that from childhood, a man or a boy or a girl should be all the time preparing so that his duties become quite clear to him when he is...
Yes.
And for the people who haven't had this fortune to be prepared in that way, then they have to learn it in afterlife.
Yes.
And as regards the other duty now, the one towards one's society, this is always a tendency that one does this from one's heart and one's feelings. One loves one's family and one's children. But you say this should be done from reason.
Yes.
Where does reason come from?
By experience. By experience, reason comes.
You mean by putting one experience against another experience, confronting, do you mean?
No.
Because just by experience alone it doesn't come if one doesn't...
No, now suppose I ask you to prepare tea.
Yes.
You prepare it. There may be some mistakes, the real taste will not come. There will be more sugar.
Yes.
Or more tea.
Yes.
Or art of boiling may be wrong. Ingredients may be wrong. Today you make, you taste it, the right thing has not come. Find out the mistake today. Tomorrow remedy it.
Yes.
Another mistake may come. Remedy it day after tomorrow. In this way, go on preparing that one thing for a long time. You will get the correct taste one day. Then maintain that correct taste. This is the reason.
That is very, very, yes, indeed, yes.
In the same way, each and every duty should be studied. Till we come to the right answer, this duty should be repeated. By the observation of today, tomorrow you will have to begin again,
yes,
in a new way.
Yes.
What is wrong today, you must, yes, know.
That is what our teacher used to say, with the present, repair the past and,
yes,
prepare the future.
Yes, exactly, sir. Mm-hmm. Exactly, sir.
You remember,
yes,
Mr. Gurdjieff,
yeah,
used,
well,
to say that.
Yes.
Well. Yes.
Yes. Is that convincing?
Very convincing, yes. Then, this applies to all these three duties, the duty towards one's physical body, the,
yes,
duty towards one's social environment, family, and
now,
so on.
What we must do to our family, we must do. Suppose we fail there, their affection will be less for us.
Yes.
If we do according to their requirement, they will be heartened much,
yes,
and they will begin to love us more and more.
And that is good.
Yes. In the same way about neighbors also.
Yes.
We should be very helpful to them.
Mm-hmm.
We should never be harmful to them.
Yes.
They will always be eternal friends.
Yes.
Whenever we are in difficulty, they will come and help us. So also in professional duty. Highest wealth will come, wealth. Other things will roll on.
And all that really concerns only that a man should have a normal, well-balanced life on the earth.
Yes.
This is just a foundation.
Yes.
Now, what has to be built on that foundation?
On this foundation, this is separate in itself.
Yes.
When this is done, one will have a very healthy body. One will have useful friends to help.
Yes.
And one will have sufficient wealth and material to live on.
Yes.
And life will be very pleasant.
But man doesn't live for pleasure.
But what, one should not live for pleasure. Uh-huh. But if it comes, it should not be rejected also.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes, I see.
Pleasure will give satisfaction.
Yes.
Yes.
Then what is the... after these duties, what prepares in man the necessary qualifications to come to the spiritual life?
That is to be separately.
Yes. How does man acquire these qualifications?
Now he should know that that God is to be seen. Then only life will be all right.
Yes.
Or the meaning of life is to be known.
Yes.
Then only one can be happy here.
Yes.
To know that meaning or to see God, his thought should always center around that one subject. Every other subject must vanish from the mind.
Mm-hmm. But can man do that without some degree of moral perfection?
Moral perfection is totally certain. It is mostly essential.
It is essential.
Essential.
Does this come simply by wanting God, or does it come by discipline and self-correction?
One should not yield to liking and disliking.
Mm-hmm.
One should not have any other desire,
mm-hmm,
other than this,
yes,
living this life,
yes,
or finding out God.
Yes.
Then this lower nature should not play in the mind, anger and various other things.
They belong to our lower nature.
Yes. higher nature should be perfectly established. Just like fearlessness, straightforwardness, such a higher nature should be cultivated in the mind. Opposite nature should be eliminated from the mind.
And this is this by a practice of self-correction or self-discipline? How is this, that what I observe...
Simply seeing our behavior.
Yes.
If behavior is wrong, one should determine, no, such a behavior should not be. This should be the behavior.
Yes.
Today anger came, tomorrow it should not come.
Yes. In thought, in word and in deed, in all three.
Yes. This moral discipline is only in thought. It is a physical, and physical is in action.
And you mean one has to conquer anger in one's thoughts? It's not sufficient. It is no use to try to conquer it by one's actions.
No, it will not be.
If I have angry thoughts, it is not enough to stop my angry words, because the thoughts are still there, and the thoughts come before the action.
Yes.
This is the same as the Christian teaching.
One should consider all the creation, the image of God, the manifestation of God. One should always be humble, humiliated before that. When such thoughts are established, anger will not come.
No, it is true.
Where does this tiresome lower nature come from? Is it something we are growing out of?
No, it is inside the mind. It is the contents of the mind.
But where does it... did God make man like this?
We cultivate. When we cultivate, the grains come up.
Yes.
The weeds also come along with them.
Yes.
How we take out all those weeds and keep only that green. In the same way, this bad nature and good nature, they are the ingredients of the mind. They come up automatically when occasions come. We will have to suppress their coming. Or they should come under our control. They should not come and control us.
But who are we then?
I.
Yes. When I say that we shouldn't allow, I shouldn't allow this, then I must have I.
Yes.
But...
The spirit, Purush, we call.
The man inside.
Yes.
And this is what should grow strong in us.
Yes.
And this grows strong by rejecting the lower and turning to the higher. This is how this becomes strong.
Yes.
So that when this, as it were, man in the mind, or the person in the mind, the Purusha in the mind, when this grows, develops by this action of rejecting and accepting, that is what you call a strong mind, is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then...
Suppose there is a servant for you. You leave everything to the servant. He is doing everything as he likes. He orders you. Then that means you become powerless before him.
Yes.
Unruly servant.
Yes. Now you keep a servant, you order him, do this thing in this way.
Yes.
And you control him. Mind is the servant. Mind is doing everything. Mind controls this Purush man.
Yes.
That should not be allowed. You are intelligent. Now these points I speak, very, very small points I speak. This is to be elaborated by explanation.
Yes. But it is very valuable what you're telling us, and will give people a start. Then could you now tell us something about the really fundamental thing, that is, how do we come to the knowledge of God? Because it is all for that, isn't it?
When we do these duties properly, when we stand there meditating on God, automatically one day comes, without our knowledge.
Yes. But then that means...
How the fruit comes in a tree? We cultivate a seed, we manually and give it water, one day the fruit automatically comes. the same.
So the duties are like a gardener who looks after the garden.
Yes.
And the Purusha really should be like a good gardener.
Yes.
But it is not the gardener who makes the tree grow, it is God who makes it grow.
Yes.
And it is like that inside us also.
Yes.
And this little by little prepares something in man which will have the power to be able to stand and see God one day.
Yes. Yes.
Because
what one wishes, that he gets.
Yes.
This is the truth of the nature of the creation.
Yes.
If you wish God, you will get God.
Yes.
But Babaji, that is the difficulty, is to wish strongly enough. I think this is difficult for Westerners, you know, to get...
As you say, it is among the Western civilization, it is said, without God, life is intolerable. That a thought was to come.
Yes.
Then one will go beyond that.
Yes.
Before that.
Yes.
He will get it.
Yes.
This, just I want it.
Yes.
This will must be there, that's all.
Yes.
Yes. It will come.
Yes.
One is not willing for this.
That is true.
One is willing for the pleasures of life.
That's it. Yes. That's what I tried
to
say. Yes.
One should not will for the pleasures of God. What comes out of our action, so much pleasure one should enjoy, not more.
Yes.
Yes. One should always wish to see God. God must come. This very moment I must have God.
Yes.
Life should become intolerable without God.
But we just have an idea, but we do not understand the whole.
But when we see, then only we can know.
Yes.
I quite understand that, but
that... Then this idea remains, that is sufficient.
We can, of course, everyone can see that everything is perishable. Whatever we have, we shall lose. And whatever is today will be changed tomorrow. Everyone wants what is imperishable.
Yes.
Only because the imperishable can't be seen, it is more difficult. So that all the time our attention is taken by what is visible and perishable.
Yes.
And it is difficult to bring our attention back to the invisible and imperishable.
That is why indeed it is said.
That is
the very thing is spoken in our Gita, Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Janma, Murti, Jara, Vyadi. You understand?
Yes.
There is life, there is death.
Yes.
There are disease.
Yes.
There are shames,
yes,
and various,
yes,
other things.
Yes.
One should think of these things,
yes,
and reduce the love of life.
Yes.
Yes.
You know the story of Nachiketas,
yes,
when he goes
that
and asks death to answer his questions, and death said, I give you everything, life,
yes,
happiness, and so on. He said, I don't want these.
Yes. That is it. Whatever is offered to him, he rejects.
Yes.
He says, tell me what happens after death.
Yes.
Two things spoil people. One thing is fear. When we go on thinking of these things, some danger may come. And we think that we are about to die now, or we are to lose this and that. This fear will retrace the people. Let any fear come, one should not retrace his steps. In the case of Buddha,
yes,
when he determined for God and remained under a tree, first various evil spirits came before him, Maras, what
yes,
we call.
Yes.
And they began to hurl big stones and mountains and fires, everything over him. He kept steady. He did not fear. Then, when fear is gone, then there is temptation. You will get various things, various powers, other things will come. Afterwards, various beautiful girls, etc., came and played before him,
yes,
Buddha.
Yes.
They wanted to tempt him with various things,
yes,
just like this Nachiketa.
Yes.
Remove, I require nothing. Let the three world be mine. No use for them. I want only God. Then this temptation also will leave you. At once God will stand before you.
You see, when we are in front of you, Babaji, it is easy.
Mm.
Then we only want God. But when we're in the middle of the world, then it is not so easy.
But when you will begin to practice this,
It will be, yes.
It will be always.
I believe that, yes.